allowing our breath to flow in observing where it goes. Or where we feel the awareness of it going. Mine was pooling in my belly for a while. It may flow down our arms into our hands and fingers. Ripple down the back of our necks, and down our backs, and buttocks, and thighs. Overflowing from our bellies, down our legs, through our knees, calves, and ankles, and feet, and toes. We may become aware of our shoulders or any part of our body that seems to be holding tension or darkness. And we let the breath pass over it. Not judging, not analyzing, not questioning, just allowing. Until with all our dings and dimples, we feel a sort of stasis, a sort of peace, a flowing back and forth, simple enough for now, present and allowing. Breathing a couple of times to let ourselves relax into the sensation. And we feel inclined, we open up our awareness to wherever our spark may be resting at the moment. Maybe it's a familiar place, maybe it's a new place. We trust it. And if we're having a difficult time and sensing our spark, we think about where it might be, if we could sense it, and wherever we sense it, or wherever we might be able to sense it, if we could, we let our awareness rest there with the spark. Getting used to each other. Reuniting as if probably been separated by the clatter that goes on in our lives and our minds. But now they're back together. when we're ready, we let our awareness reach, as it were, through our spark to the spark of the others in this conversation, in this time. Those who might have been here, those who will at any time be part of this exercise, connecting to our spark with their sparks. And we see how that feels. How our spark feels with that, how our awareness feels with that. Maybe the same thing. Then when we feel ready, we reach out through our spark to someone that comes to mind, someone we may know, someone we may not know, who we feel would benefit by having their spark connected with and strengthened through our spark. Someone we may be worried about, someone we may be missing, someone we may just want to connect with and affirm their spark. And that feels settled enough, and maybe taking some of the glow of their strength and spark with us, we open up to consider someone we may be scared of or dislike or have a resentment towards. And through our spark, we connect with and affirm their spark, disregarding their defenses, ignoring their distortions, paying no attention to their bafflement. Our spark connected with their spark. On this spark-to-spark level, there is no defense. And then we allow come to mind someone who we would be tempted to demonize, someone we have enjoyed thinking really negative thoughts about or making jokes about. We may never have met, we may never meet. And And through our spark, we connect with their spark. Trusting that the strengthened spark acts to erode the defenses. Maybe just a little bit, infinitesimally. Nonetheless, the defenses are eroded. The distortions move toward being released. It's like applying cream rinse to snarled hair. And the bafflement is clarified. Returning our awareness to our sparks within our body systems, our energy systems. We draw our attention back to affirming and developing our root systems. The side roots that penetrate through the gravel, expand the cracks and the rocks on which we are placed, dig into the soil and the subsoil, down through the layers of silt and maybe water. Stabilizing the terrain in which we are grounded, and drawing in the nutrients we need, the stability, the groundedness. Whether or not this strengthens our sparks, I'm not sure. It might. Or perhaps it simply allows some of our distortions to be released and our defenses to erode. And we let a taproot develop down, down, sensing the scent of living water, the aquifer of truth, the aquifer of wisdom, which flows under all being. And maybe our taproot reaches it, and maybe it doesn't. Nonetheless, we know that it is there, and that we are reaching toward it. And that eventually, there is nothing that can permanently block our access to that aquifer of living wisdom. and gently back up closer to the surface. We experience root hairs growing out. Touching and encouraging each other, being strengthened by that contact, and reaching out to the others who have been in the circle and those who will be in the circle as we gain sense of community, of strength, and we are by our connection, by our passage, by our touching, offering a sense of community and strength to them. We expand out beyond that, as far as those root hairs want to go. Maybe to places where people are in pain, people are in distress, where groups of people are suffering, terrified, confused. We just gently reach out for root hairs to touch theirs, to bring the awareness of community. Sense of connection. We are never alone. There is no one who is alone. Allowing this to expand through space and other dimensions if we wish. Feeling the integrity of the process, the expansion of the community and its vitality. And with those whose root hairs we're connecting and winding our way over and around and through, we know that as this is happening, we are encouraging their taproots to deepen toward or into the aquifer of living wisdom, and their root system to give them greater stability. Greater support for their sparks and the strength of their sparks. Knowing that we can always return to this. In those hours when we're seeking sleep or just not wanting to engage a screen or print, we can always return to this. We bring our awareness back. And consider our willingness open to it, not judging, just opening our awareness, not perhaps to put words on it, just to, as it were, to let it flop open on our awareness. The willingness to let our defenses be eroded our distortions released. And our bafflement be clarified. Or simply accepted. The acceptance of the bafflement. The acceptance of the acceptable pain, the acceptance of some fear, the willingness to accept that which can lead to the bafflement. Sufficiently accept it and let it be so that the energy doesn't move toward creating or holding more distortions. It's the fear and the pain and the fear of the pain and the desire to avoid the fear or avoid the pain that seem to lead to the distortions. And the distortions by their very nature are painful and so give rise to the defenses. The denial on the inside and the defenses on the outside toward others. Trying to keep everyone and everything away from touching into our distortions. Because that's very painful. So as I say, we're allowing our willingness. We're considering our willingness for our spark because it's the strengthened spark that just all on its own acts to erode the defenses and release the distortions and clarify the bafflement. The extent that we're willing. We don't do it. We simply become willing and it happens. We don't try to make ourselves willing. We just allow our willingness to gently maybe expand a little bit. We feel a little softer toward the process. And as enough is enough, we don't want to overthink this or overwork this. This is the essence of gentleness, of tenderness with ourselves. Knowing that all our bafflement, all our distortions, all our defenses, we've come by genuinely and honestly with good reason. And to let those be eroded and released and clarified. Is about allowing, the willingness to allow, just simply willing to to allow that process. And then when we're ready, we return to our sparks, wherever they may be now. Mine was down into my belly. It slid back up to my sternum. And we come back into our physical bodies, wiggling our toes and twitching our shoulders and stretching our necks a bit, maybe, and wiggling our fingers and allowing our eyes to drift open and becoming present with our physical bodies in their conventional reality.